Hey guys, welcome to the Hunter's Quest. This is your host, Hunter McWaters. It's great to be with you. And this week, I do not actually have a podcast for you. I am leaving for a trip to Spain to hunt with Pedro Ampuero. We're going to spend a few days hunting chamois in the Cantabrian Mountains. And then we're going to head down to the lower country and try to get a roebuck. So actually try to get two roebucks, one for me and one for Pedro, and collaborate on some films. So be on the lookout for those coming down the line. I didn't, like I said, I don't have a podcast for you this week, but I wanted to jump on really quick and just remind you of a few things. So just a few days ago on Friday, May 31st, I released my first ever elk hunt, and it's also the first hunt from last year that I'm releasing. It was an awesome hunt. I kind of made it my goal last year that I wanted to kill my first elk, and somehow the Lord blessed me, and I was able to draw a coveted high-demand muzzleloader elk tag in New Mexico. It was an open-sight muzzleloader hunt, and the bulls were going crazy. We were seeing elk from day one. I blew up a bunch of stalks, missed some good opportunities, but finally we were able to get it done, and it got real Western there at the end. As you guys know, elk are kind of known for their toughness, but also, especially with muzzleloaders, they're known for taking a bullet and getting back up. So without giving too much away, it got a little crazy there at the end. I had to fall back on my bird hunting instinctual shooting techniques, but ended up with a solid bull down and was really excited. So another exciting part of that is I teamed up with CVA muzzleloaders on that hunt. I shot a CVA Acura LRX in 50 cal on that hunt with the open sight. It's the first year New Mexico went to open sight muzzleloaders. And it was a great gun. Like, when I drew this tag, I didn't even own a muzzleloader. And I got an Acura, and I kind of built it into my weekly routine of going to the range and getting that thing zeroed, and then just familiarizing myself with it and just getting as many reps as I could. And it didn't take long at all to get it zeroed. I actually have a YouTube video about kind of that whole process if you want to check it out on my channel. But it's super simple to operate, easy to clean, reliable, accurate. The barrels are made by Bergara in Spain. It's a great muzzleloader, and it's very cost effective. So I highly recommend you check that out if you're looking for a muzzleloader. And what I want to mention is, if you go to my YouTube channel, you can search The Hunter's Quest or search my name, Hunter McWaters. Subscribe to the channel if you subscribe to the CVA YouTube channel as well. And then if you go ahead and like and leave a comment on that hunt film, you're going to be entered to win a brand new CVA Acura of your choice. They come in a few different options. So I'm going to, in a few weeks, maybe a month or so, I'm going to pick one of the folks that have commented on that video at random. I'll devise a nice randomized way to do so. And that lucky commenter will then be put in contact with my friends over at CVA, who will help you to pick out the Acura of your choosing and get that sent out to you. So this is the first time I've done a giveaway. I don't usually like doing them. They're kind of a hassle, to be honest, but I figured it might be a cool way to get the word out on this hunt a little bit, and it's a good one to start with. I'm giving away a brand new muzzleloader rifle, so it's a cool giveaway. It's a great rifle. I hope you guys will watch, and even if you're not interested in the rifle or the giveaway, I'm really proud of this film. I think it's a really good film. Like I said, it's my first ever elk hunt and my first ever successful elk hunt. And it's just a dang good film, guys. It's really exciting, and I hope you'll go over there and subscribe, support me, and watch the film and enjoy it, and leave a comment. Let me know what you think about it. Let me know if you think I'm an idiot or suck at stalking elk, or if you think I did good. Or also, I'd love to hear you weigh in on the fact that I did shoot the thing while it was staring straight at me. I shot it frontal, about 80 yards, and then, as you can see in the film, like I said, it got a little Western. I had to practice my wing shooting a little bit as he tried to get away on me. But Anyway, guys, like I said, it's a really, really exciting, cool film. I think you'll like it. So please do that. Share it with friends and family. I don't have a whole lot else than that. I just want to do whatever I could on every single platform to get the word out about this film, about the giveaway, because I'm really trying to build my audience there. And, as I say all the time, I've been working for a long time, really hard, putting out a podcast every single week and, YouTube content consistently. All you have to do to support me is just subscribe, follow along, share with friends and family. It's been a journey to get here. I appreciate those of you who have been around since the beginning. And to those who are new, I appreciate you guys as well. Lots of cool new stuff coming down in the works. Before too long, we're going to be releasing a Blacktail film. I'm partnering with Loophole Optics on that one, to release this film about me and Luke Dusenberry going to Oregon and getting some over-the-counter blacktail tags. And I was blessed to, I'm looking at the Euro mount right now, it's unbelievable. I was blessed to be able to put my tag on a 140-inch net Columbia blacktail, which I encourage you guys, fact check me, go out there, prove me wrong, and send me a link. But I'm like 99% sure it's the biggest Columbia blacktail ever killed on camera. Not saying ever killed, not even close. I'm saying the biggest one ever captured completely on film, the kill itself. I don't think there's one out there of a bigger Columbia blacktail being killed. So keep an eye out for that. That's actually going to go on the Loophole Optics YouTube channel at some point this fall. And of course, the second season of my show will be starting on Sportsman Channel July 1st. And I got a new airtime, which I'm excited about. It would be Tuesday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. So I'm really stoked about that. And that'll be, of course, 5:30 Mountain. I'm stoked about that new airtime. I'm stoked about season two. I'm going to be doing as much as I can on YouTube when I can. Everything eventually will come out on YouTube. It just may be slightly behind the Sportsman Channel stuff. If you have Sportsman, tune in. If you have My Outdoor TV app, you can find everything streaming from season one there, and it'll be on there as well, season two. So if you have Sportsman, if you have a TiVo or whatever they got these days, you can DVR that, record it, set it. If not, just keep an eye on YouTube. I'm gonna be releasing stuff there as well. It was an amazing, amazing, amazing season. I'm super excited to share all that stuff with you guys. And I've already got a really cool season three in the works. I have a fall bear hunt in Oregon, followed by a completely DIY, I mean 100% drive and walk-in DIY caribou hunt in Alaska. It's one of the last opportunities around for that type of hunt, so I want to tell that story. Then I'm going to be heading to New Mexico with a friend of mine called Tosh Collins, who's a indigenous Native American individual. It's going to be a really cool collaboration on that. I'm really looking forward to that and kind of highlighting some of their cultural practices, and that's going to be really exciting. Straight after that, I drew my Wyoming elk tag, and right now it looks like I'm going to be teaming up with my friend David Merrill from Bow Spider. If you guys have been to TAC or you've been to any of the trade shows, you might know Bow Spider. It's a really cool piece of gear that allows you to basically, you attach this little part onto your pack or your belt or anywhere, and you can easily put your bow on there and just quickly and easily grab it. So it's basically just a way of hands-free way of carrying your bow that's quickly accessible. You can also put them on your wall or in your truck. So anyway, David from Bow Spider has invited me to come with him and his boy on his boy's first elk hunt as well on horseback. And I've always dreamed of doing a horseback elk hunt, so that's going to be super exciting and just beautiful and epic. And then I just found out I drew my third rifle Colorado deer tag, so I'm looking forward to that. And I'm going to do another Audad hunt. And then if you guys are into YouTube, you may have seen Joe Edlington of J.E. Wilds over in New Zealand. And he has actually invited me to come hunt with him in New Zealand in 2025, I believe. So that would be early 2025. Anyway, guys, it's going to be an amazing year. You know, it's because of you guys and my partners I'm able to continue living this life that I love. Hopefully I'm bringing some value to you guys through the conversations I'm having and information I'm giving and just the entertainment value. But I appreciate your support. And, you know, I realize this is just kind of an announcement podcast, but like I said, I don't have anything that I wanted to share with you guys this week as far as a podcast. It's just been really crazy over here. I'm trying to finish all of my season 2 episodes and submit them before leaving for Spain, because as soon as I get home from Spain, I'm going to edit both of those episodes and put them into the pipeline. So I've been just up to my eyeballs in editing, and thank you guys for understanding that. And it's a great opportunity to go back and listen to some older podcasts. You know, last week was with Jim Shockey. It's a great podcast. And I'm sure there's stuff in the library you guys haven't heard. So if you're searching for a podcast and you're done listening to me make stupid announcements and talk about my plans, go back into the library, listen to that Jim Shockey one or something. But thanks again, guys. Keep me in your prayers. Reach out on Instagram. DM me if you need anything. If you want to talk, I'm pretty accessible there. And we'll see you guys in the next one.